about Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
The Wisconsin Ford Dealers Postgame Show as the Badgers defeat Iowa this afternoon, 74-63. Joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. Nothing like attacking the rim and getting to the foul line a lot with guys who know how to knock it down.
Yeah, the old school basketball there. When threes aren't always going down, let's do it the old-fashioned way.
And actually pretty good looks, too,
yeah,
right?
We did. It was just a matter of, you know, eventually. And when we needed them to go down to get separation, they did.
But you look at your guys and having the experience, but understanding, hey, this isn't it. Put your head down, get to the basket. That's what John did, just to kind of give you a little bit of a buffer.
Right.
And then you kind of... You could feel everyone breathe a little bit
right,
at that point.
Right, yeah.
Were you emphasizing, hey, we got to get to the rim a little bit more, obviously?
Well, emphasize the thing we talked about at half. I had them tell me, as I always do, all the things that, what are you guys talking about? Because I leave them talk for 7-8 minutes before I walk in. And then, so I listed them on the board. And what they all really boiled down to, compete. Why run step for step with them? Let's compete. And I said that'll help your defense. It'll help your offense. You compete, the ball will go in. So I thought we competed. We had more of an edge to us in the second half.
There's all kinds of things we could talk about here, but everybody knows in this league how dangerous Peyton Sanford is. He's really struggled. You guys really did a great job against him in these three games.
A really good job by a multitude of guys that were on him. You know, he got one early where we made a mistake on a screen, but you know, I thought other than that, we were pretty well attached to him, and really, you know, our bigs did a good job too of shocking the ball screens and not letting the ball get downhill where we had to rotate and create closeouts, and you don't want to be in a closeout game with Iowa the way they shoot it and move the ball. So defensively I thought some good things.
He was 2 for 11.
Yeah.
I love
he hit the first one. Yeah, because we went underneath the screen.
That's what coaches do.
Right in front of me. It was right here, Brian.
I knew you were going to bring it up. That's why I'm laughing so
much.
And
I won't even name who went under the screen.
But your attention to detail, that's what makes this team good. Because they can be coached. And then they can carry that over throughout the game.
Right.
And I think that's the experience, obviously. But your big guards were into them. They were forcing them. They were making them uncomfortable. And I think that's the stuff that the signs of a really good team are there. Because you've got, you know, just.
We can come at you in different ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah, different ways. We can do it through the paint. And actually playing through Steve and drawing double teams and then playing out a closeout, we did that a little bit better in the second half than we did in the first half. So, and Gilly, again, I know he didn't bang in threes, but I thought he was important in terms of on the glass and just connecting us defensively. Jack Janicki's three was big. I just thought it was a little not a great matchup with all the moving parts for Xavier for as much defensively. You have to have some experience and mobility. And Gilly, when they play smaller, more mobile and more experience obviously helps us.
All right, Bruce, let you get in the locker room and talk to your guys.
I will.
So bus ride back. So congrats, man.
It'll be good.
Absolutely.
All right.
Appreciate it.
See you guys.
All right.
Thanks,
Badgers
Coach.
Coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as the Badgers defeat Iowa here this afternoon, 74-63. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers 74, the Iowa Hawkeyes 63. That's your final. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers pull away late to defeat Iowa 74-63. Time now for Butchie's breakdown of this big Badger win.
And I'll start with the free throw line. You look at Wisconsin getting there 17 times, but it was really the second half being able to get there 14 times and just give themselves some breathing room. I thought it was really important in this game. The three-point line, they go 12 of 35, and they still find a way to win. Most teams obviously don't do that. I think the experience of what they've got, 15 assists, the ball was moving when they needed it to. A couple of those attacks, as far as why John Tanja was able to get to the free throw line, was because the ball moved, it forced a closeout, and then John Tanja attacked the closeout. Points in the paint, I thought that was going to be a big part of this game. It was even at 20-20, so that's why you're sitting here with a close game. I know the final 74-63, but this game was much, much closer than that final result. It was a good, great college basketball game, and Wisconsin just found a way to get things done. And I think having the experience of this group, and you could tell that Iowa was, you know, struggling down the stretch a little bit. Their depth, I think, is the biggest issue and will be the biggest issue for Iowa the rest of the season. But Wisconsin's just continuing to find a way to get things done. But to me, biggest number on that, Matt, is the free throw line. Yeah. And getting there 14 times in that second half.
Yeah, and John Tanjay going on a 9 straight free throw makes there in that second half. 9 of 10 at the foul line. 22 points for Tanjay. John Blackwell with 19. Max Klusman ends up with 9. 7 points, 8 boards for Stephen Crow, Kamari McGee with 5, Jack Janicki with 3, Carter Gilmore with 3, and on down the line, do we mention Nolan Winter? He had 4 points, 7 rebounds here in the game. Xavier Amos had 2, loud 2 on a tip dunk in this game in the first half. For the Hawkeyes, Price Sanford with 14, Josh Dix with 13, Drew Thelwell with 11, Seydou Traore ends up with 9, Peyton Sanford with 7, Laji Dembele ends up with 4, and Carter Kingsbury with 2 points. Those came in the first half. Wisconsin wins it here today, 74-63. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan Out-of-Town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Postgame show continues from Iowa City. The Badgers 74, the Iowa Hawkeyes 63. As we take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard, Michigan State down 14 at the half. They win by 12, big-time second half with the Spartans 86-74 over the Oregon Ducks. Michigan and Indiana, Hoosiers trying to make a comeback. 12 seconds left in Bloomington with the Wolverines leading IU 66-63. Game will tip off in about an hour out at Pauley Pavilion. UCLA at home against Penn State at 5 o'clock Central. Minnesota at the Barn, squaring off with the Illinois Fighting Illini. And the late game tonight, 9:30 tip Central time. Northwestern will be at Washington. That's a look at your Big Ten out-of-town scoreboard. Butchie, the old Fighting Badgers right now at 9-4. So at the moment, in fourth place, UCLA, as we mentioned, playing later, but getting themselves in position. You win this one, the next one is really big. And
talked about it, though. They couldn't lose these three games, even though two of them were on the road of that stretch of the last three, and they didn't. And this, I mean, winning on the road is tough. They've went to Northwestern and won, Iowa and won, and then they took care of business at home the last, you know, against Indiana. So you look at that, it's a really good stretch. And which was really, you know, some tough basketball that needed to be played. It wasn't always pretty, but you got the job done.
Yep, and they got their 19th win of the year, 19-5 overall, 9-4 in Big Ten conference play. Wisconsin 74, Iowa 63. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood for prepared to perfection over an open-flame grill. Complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Continuing with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers get the regular season sweep of the Hawkeyes. Wisconsin winning today 74-63. It's gone final in Bloomington. Michigan has held off Indiana 72-67. Well, one of the things I've wondered about in this, you know, with this is a very, and Greg Gard has mentioned, it's driven much by analytics, what they're doing offensively, threes and shots at the rim, you know, get to the free throw line. This team takes more threes than we have seen. They ended up 12 for 35 today, but just 5 of 18 in the second half. And I'm sure there are fans wondering, like maybe we all are, thinking, ooh, live by the three, die by the three, but that's not necessarily what this team is. You were suggesting it. It happened. They started attacking the rim more. They got some buckets that way. They got to the free throw line. It's good to know, as Greg mentioned, this team can win in some different ways.
Well, I think it goes back to the experience, right? I think you have analytics, and now all of a sudden you've got a young team. They just say, well, we got to shoot them more threes. Now you play with an older team, the analytics and the, you know, three-point shot is part of it. But also you still got to play the game of basketball. And I think that's the biggest thing that I look at it. You know, you've got a guy in John Todd that understands the game. All right, I'm going to put the head down. I'm going to get to the basket.
Yeah, it's amazing that when you have good free throws, shooters get fouled a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this team, through the years, there have been some really good free throw shooting teams. There have been years where they haven't been because the guys who get fouled the most are in that 50 to 60% range. But now, like, Tanjay just has a knack for being able to get there. John Blackwell does as well. And they both knock it down Klesmet shoots at like 85%.
Correct.
It puts a burden on opposing teams. Who do you foul when you get late?
You don't.
In games?
I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah, they're all good.
I think that's the issue, too, is you get there, now you're putting pressure on the rim, and a foul is just like 2 points right now with this group, and that's been a huge part of it.
Badgers win it today, 74-63. Back to wrap things up in Iowa City in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years, and we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m., and you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN, for 97 years, Racine's home for local news, and now, timeless hits, too.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers take down Iowa today 74-63. Wisconsin 39% for the field, 34% for three, 14-17 at the foul line. And as we mentioned, 12-14 in the second half. Iowa 38% for the field, 8-25 from deep, 7-9 from the foul line. Badgers end up a +4 in the glass. Turnovers match at 9. Wisconsin, as it often does, cleans things up in the second half. 12 assists for Iowa, 14 dimes for Wisconsin as the Badgers win it by 11. But really, you know, I think the big topic here is we get set to get in the car and drive back home. I have you know, doing what I do. Do I want to do like 10 hot takes for this game, or do I want to do what I normally do and just like goof off? So what music should I make Brian Bush listen to on the drive home? Your choice is 80s on 8, 70s on 7, Yacht Rock, or all of the above. Butchie, Yacht Rock is winning. Mark Tauscher, big Yacht Rock fan, by the way. All of the above is in second. So want me to get some Advil for you for the ride?
You know, I'd say, you know, that's fine. You want to listen to that. A real pro would be listening to Penn State, UCLA, and listening to the radio of that so we can prep for the next game. But, I mean, if you want to listen.
They're not playing either. They're not playing either next game. See, unlike you, I know who's next. I know the Purdue Boilermakers played last night, so I'm good.
That's fine.
Didn't work.
What is it, Yacht Rock? Is that where we're going?
Yacht Rock is winning right now at a solid 37%.
Oh, jeez.
Yacht Rock. You need to see
the 3 hours of Yacht Rock? Unbelievable.
There's a document. Is it HBO or is it Netflix? I don't even know. But the story of Yacht Rock is pretty good. You should
watch that. I think we got some time to learn about it.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. So. All right, so you got a few days away from me. So
I do.
That's good.
I'm sad.
Yeah, sure you are.
After Yacht Rock for 3 hours, I won't be.
You're going to be very sad on the drive home. It's like Wisconsin wins it here today over the Iowa Hawkeyes, 74-63. Just trying to continue to teach the youth of America.
Oh yeah,
the music
absolutely.
Of yesteryear. All right, that'll do it for us mercifully. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties. Property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Yacht Rock enthusiast. I can't even say it. Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, Tabor Mays back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay hoping you'll join us next Saturday afternoon from Mackey Arena as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Got all about the line.
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Spoonful on WRJN with Rick Johnson. There you go. 74-63. The Badgers victorious this afternoon. Hey, we'll always take the W in the win column, right? Rolling Stones, come on, get off my cloud on WRJN.
began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Sugar and spice. So nice. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Chicagoland's Buckinghams. Kind of a Dragon. That was their only major number one song here at WRJN. And I want to tell you about our Valentine's Day Timeless Gifts. That's right. We're going to have a winner on Monday, and they're going to be enjoying the sweets, the jewelry, and the flowers, romance, and the CD, and Herman's Hermits and the Association concert tickets. That's right. We wanted to also say that these gifts are furnished by Sunnyside Florists of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Street. Timeless Hits. We got the timeless gifts for Valentine's Day from your Valentine, WRJ.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years, and we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m., and you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN, for 97 years, Racine's home for local news, and now, timeless hits, too.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
when you're on the street. When evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. He's coming after you. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running. Wow,
WRJN.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. The Trump administration has been busy in the nation's federal courts over everything from offering millions of federal workers buyouts to its attempt to dismantle USAID. That agency provides humanitarian aid around the world, and in some nations, including parts of Africa, people in need are already suffering severe hunger.
A Trump-appointed judge granted a preliminary injunction and temporarily blocked plans to put some 2,200 federal employees from that agency on leave and reinstated another 500. Unions representing the workers sued and called the move unconstitutional. Only Congress can dismantle an agency. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
In New Orleans, law enforcement is watchful amid the partying going on before tomorrow's Super Bowl. This is people are still mourning the 10 who died in a New Year's terror attack. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
There are different layers of security, even in the air over New Orleans. Customs and Border Protection air and marine operations control the lower altitudes with helicopters like this one and Black Hawk helicopters. But for security reasons, they can't tell us how many helicopters will be in the air at one time.
In the West Bank. Palestinians are happy to see nearly 200 freed by Israel, and three Israelis were released as well. But both sides are concerned about the physical state of those former hostages. Israel's Ministry of Health says
the Israeli healthcare system committed to offering comprehensive therapeutic, emotional, and physical support to the family of the returnees and the captives as well.